Controlled by the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Riley Josaro brought it down in the back, takes it up in the right corner. Looks for a shot, doesn't take it, gives it around to Regal. Regal stays over to Hillis. Hillis trying to go high post to Bowers. Ball is almost intercepted, now loose on the floor and picked up by Tharp. Jaylee Tharp for the Liberty Lady Eagles. So Thayer Lady Bobcats with a turnover on their first possession of the night. Thayer will be back in that 1-3-1 matchup zone. Riley Davis coming out on Tharp. Tharp bounces it down to the baseline for Holt. Holt will kick it out top and got it there to Jester. Jester at the free throw line, trying to throw it down to the baseline, throws it away. So both teams have had a possession. Both teams with a turnover early. We're just underway here at the Houston High School gym. And looks like Liberty going to throw a little bit of 2-2-1 zone pressure in the full court. Thayer will bring it up out of the backcourt with Riley Davis, the All-State sophomore. Moves off the screen on the left side, fires up a three. That one's off the mark, no good. Rebound comes out long, taken by Jaylee Tharp for Liberty. Her long pass up the court goes to Jester. Jester looking to get it to Ellett in the lane. And the ball knocked away by the Lady Bobcat defense and out of bounds. Liberty will inbound down under the bucket on the offensive end. 1 minute into the first quarter here. No scores. Thayer and Liberty in the district semifinals here in Class 3, District 9. Liberty inbounds the ball. Got it to Walton. Walton with a free throw line jumper. Good. Lillian Walton, the 5'7 junior, hits the first bucket of the night. Thayer back the other way in a hurry. There goes Hillis going to the bucket, and she traveled with the basketball. Hillis got free as Thayer down in a hurry, and now Thayer with the full court pressure. Liberty will break it. They got the ball to Walton. Walton to the bucket. She scores the lay-in. Liberty Lady Eagles jump out on top early, 4-0. Thayer's had a couple shots at the bucket, no points yet. Here's Davis going down the left side of the lane, gets to Hillis in the corner for a three. That one's off the front mark. Rebound taken by Regal in the lane, back up, and she missed it. Long rebound is going to be taken by, well, it gets on the floor, and we're going to get a held ball, and the possession will belong to the Liberty Lady Eagles on the alternating possession. Substitution for Coach Desi Smith. Chloe Jester goes to the bench, and number 33, Morgan Smith, checks in for Liberty. Smith, a 5'4 sophomore out there. She got it, breaks the full court press, gives it to the free throw line. Now outside, Tharp will throw up a three. That's off the front iron, no good. Rebound comes out long. Ellis got it for Liberty. Gives to Morgan Smith, fires the three from the left side. It's good! Morgan Smith from the right wing hits the three, first three-pointer of the night, and Liberty jumps on top 7-0. Here in the first 2 minutes of the first quarter, Thayer Lady Bobcats have had shots in the bucket, just hadn't got one to go in yet. Thayer with the ball, Hillis on the left side, out on the wing, brings it right side. And now to the high post to Avery Bowers. Inside, now back outside, and over to Davis. She'll fire the three ball. That one rattles in and out, no good. And the rebound taken by Liberty. Then a steal by Kinsley Regal. Regal inside to Davis, couldn't hit the layup, and the foul on the rebound going to go on the Liberty Lady Eagle. Kinsley Regal in there battling for the rebound gets fouled by Shelby Holt, and Thayer will inbound the ball down under the bucket with 5:40 to go. Thayer still looking for first points of the game. And they throw it away on the inbound. Ball picked off by Ellett. Ellett dribbles up across the timeline, gets it to Tharp. Tharp pulls up, goes into the lane, and now back outside. Ball tipped and stolen by Hillis. Hillis off on the break with Thayer. Liberty got back defensively, and Lady Bobcats will sell it in the half-court set. Hillis gives to Davis. Davis sees the lane to the bucket all the way in and scores. Riley Davis with her first two of the game. Thayer now picking up the pressure a little bit. Ellett off the inbound for Liberty, throws it across the timeline to Smith. Smith up to the right side, swings it left side now to Tharp. She'll throw up a three. That one's no good. Off the rim, rebound Regal. Off to Davis. Davis, the one-on-two, steps in the lane, throws it up with the left hand. No, but she's fouled on the play. She'll go behind and shoot two. Foul will be on number 33, Morgan Smith. Her first here in the first quarter. And the second team foul already against Liberty. We're 3 minutes into the first quarter. Riley Davis at the line for Thayer, the All-Stater, has scored the only 2 points to the Lady Bobcats here in the first quarter. Puts up the first free throw here, and it is good. Davis trying to get tuned in early. Another substitution for Liberty. Number 22, Shelby Holt, out of the game. And now check on who checked in. I believe it was Marriott. And second free throw for Davis is good. So Davis has got all four for Thayer. Lady Bobcats are back within three. Liberty with it off the inbound, got to Ellett. Ellett threw a double team, has the ball poked away from behind, picked up by the Lady Bobcats. Bobcats on the run, get up the right side to Davis. She's going to launch a three. It's off the rim, no good. Rebound, just on the floor. Liberty comes out with it. Oh, they got a snowbird. down the other end, Ellett, but she couldn't get the shot away. Good pressure defense there by Gillis for the Lady Bobcats. Shot up for Liberty, no good. Rebound back to the Lady Eagles, and a foul to recall as Ellett goes up with a shot. Foul by number 12. That'll be Avery Bowers. That'll be number one on Avery. First team foul on the Thayer Lady Bobcats tonight. By the way, it was number 10, Marriott, checking in the game for Liberty. First free throw here for Ellett, Delaney Ellett. The junior misses the first free throw. It's still 7-4. Liberty got to the early 7-0 lead. Lady Bobcats have scored the last 4 points. And Ellett misses both free throws. Hillis with a rebound for Thayer. Lady Bobcats want to run. The 3-on-3, Hillis will pull it up, take it to the right wing. Cross court, it goes to Davis. Davis looking down low. Oh, had a player open, couldn't get her the ball. Davis. Wings off the screen, gives to Regal. Regal spins away from the defense, goes to Bowers. Bowers, cross-court to Davis on the left side. To Bowers, cutting down the lane, she scores a lay-in. Beautiful give-and-go from Bowers to Davis to Bowers, and we've got a one-point game, 7-6. Thayer on a 6-0 run, Liberty with the ball. In the corner, Tharp dribbles it off her leg and out of bounds. Good pressure defense out there by Riley Joe, Sorrell, and Kinsley Regal. Ball goes out of bounds. Liberty make another substitution. Number 32 checking in now, Dara Daniels. And number 10, Marriott, will come off the floor. Allie Marriott. Thayer Lady Bobcats with a basketball down one here. Under 4 minutes to go, first quarter. Thayer swinging around the horn, got the Regal. Regal has it poked away, now looking to get rid of it. Throws it away in the lane, but it's picked up by Riley Jo Sorrell. She gets tied up. And a possession will belong to the Thayer Lady Bobcats on the alternating possession rule. Riley Davis will trigger it in, down under the bucket. It's to the left side of the glass. Sends it to Hillis, back to Davis. Davis, leaned away from the defense, on the dribble. Little crossover, moving to the lane, puts it up and in off the window. Riley Davis now with 6 in the first quarter. The Thayer Lady Bobcats have taken the lead, 8-7. It's an 8-0 run for the Lady Bobcats. Here to Liberty the other way, got across the timeline, and a bucket up and in for Morgan Smith. Morgan Smith now with 5 points in the first quarter, and Thayer goes the other way, and they get an inside feed to Hillis, and Hillis will score her first two of the night, and the Liberty Lady Eagles won a timeout. 10-9, Thayer with the lead. 3:18 to go, first quarter. We're back to Houston with more Lady Bobcat basketball in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sport Network.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, here for every Ozark athlete with a team of 7 expert providers on call 24/7. When injuries happen, we're ready to get you back in the game. Trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pyatt, and I'm proud to be the Zizzers team physician. As a parent, I know how important it is to feel confident in your child's safety. That's why we're out there watching every play, every move, to ensure your loved one is safe on the field. Your athlete's health is our top priority.
Well, the Liberty Lady Eagles got out to an early 7-0 lead. Since then, the Thayer Lady Bobcats have outscored them 10-2 and lead it 10-9. 3:15 to go in the first quarter here in the district semifinals at Houston. Class 3, District 9. Liberty working around the horn. Morgan Smith has got it. Backs it outside the three-point line. Gives over to Ellett. Ellett in the lane, trying to throw it to the high post. Ball is knocked away on the floor, and the Lady Bobcats come out of there with it. Hillis on the break. Down the left side of the lane, puts it up and in off the window. Caden Hillis now with 2 straight buckets. He's got 4, and the Thayer Lady Bobcats out to a 3-point lead. Here comes Morgan Smith for Liberty to the free throw line. Her shot partially blocked by Davis. Ball gets loose on the floor. Scramble after it. Hillis is tied up, and the possession will belong to. And now they say possession going to the Liberty Lady Eagles. They forgot to change the arrow a while ago, so it'll be Liberty ball. By the way, Thayer making a substitution. Riley Joe Sorrell checking out of the game, and Bailey Logue checked in for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. 2:41 to go here in the first quarter. Thayer up by 3. Liberty looking inbound it. Ellett going to have to hurry. Finally got it in to Tharp. Tharp out on top to Smith. Goes up a 3-pointer. That one's off the rim. No good. Rebound controlled by the Thayer Lady Bobcats. That is Bailey Logue. She races up the right sideline, pulls up, waits for her teammates. Thayer gets into the half-court set. They get it to Riley Davis. Down the left side of the lane, a little European step and score. Riley Davis with 8 in the first quarter, and Thayer up by 5 with 2:19 to go in the period. Liberty with it in the offensive set. Got the start, top of the key. Brings it left side to Ellett to the elbow. Shoots and scores. Delaney Ellett, 5'9 junior, hits that one from 17 feet. And it's back to a three-point game with 2 minutes to go first quarter. Thayer with the basketball. Riley Davis have a quarter. She's got eight in the first. Thayer swinging around the perimeter. Got to Bailey Logue. Logue on the right side wing. Back to Davis, who came to greet her at the top of the key. Thayer resets the offense from there. Going one on every corner of the lane. They go to Bowers. Now back to Davis. She'll jump and shoot a three. It's good. Riley Davis from downtown. First three-pointer of the game with the Thayer Lady Bobcats. That one brought to you by our friends over at Community First Banking Company. The Thayer Lady Bobcats are up six. Liberty with the ball. Daly Tharp out on top. Backs out near midcourt. Restarts the offense from there. Moving off the screen to the right side. Throws up the free throw line jumper. It is partially blocked and the loose ball picked up by Regal. Regal, long pass up the floor, trying to get it to Davis, overhead and out of bounds. Davis was calling for the ball. Regal tried to hit her while on the run, and that's a pass that's just almost impossible to make. Running full speed, dribbling the ball, trying to get it to somebody running away from you on the other end. They are now making a substitution as Avery Bowers will check out, and Riley Jo Sorrell back in the game for the Thayer Lady Bobcats, and looks like Bowers, they got hit in the nose, got a bloody nose, so she'll come to the Lady Bobcat bench. Liberty with the ball, down by six. They got it on the left side to Ellett. Ellett trying to get it back outside. Does to Morgan Smith. Smith powers it to the right side. Gives it up to Jester. Back to Smith out on top. Smith leads Liberty here early with 5 points. Here they give to Ellett and then Blaine. Shot blocked again by Thayer. And we're going to get a foul as Bailey Logue came up with a loose ball and got fouled. And I believe that'll be on Ellett. Yes, it is. Number 11, that is Delaney Ellett, will be her first. And team foul number four on the Liberty Lady Eagles. Now Ellett checks out of the game. Number 14, Lillian Walton back in for Coach Desi Smith. Does a good job of these Liberty Lady Eagles. Thayer running the offense. Got the ball down the right corner of the Logue. Out and around the horn. Now to Davis on the left side wing. Defense comes to her this time. Davis moves off the screen. Fires another three. Bingo! She's hit two in a row. Riley Davis with two in a row from downtown. Both brought to you by Community First Banking Company. They are now out to the 9-point lead. Liberty with an air ball on the other end and the rebound off to Caden Hillis. Hillis leads the break to Riley Jo Sorrell. Pulls it down in traffic, gives to Bailey Logue, and she scores. Logue trailing the play. He'll get the bucket and has a nice look there by Riley Jo Sorrell. They are all of a sudden up by 11. Here's Morgan Smith with a shot for Liberty. It's good. Got a roll on that one. And hit the three from the top of the key. And that's the end of the first quarter of play. Our score is Thayer 22, Liberty 14. We'll be back to the Houston High School Gym in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
We all make plans for the future, like car accidents, break-ins, and unexpected fires can disrupt those plans. Shelter Insurance ranked number one in customer satisfaction among auto insurers in the Central Region 6 out of the last 7 years by J.D. Power. For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
See Shelter Insurance agent Andrew Ekman in West Plains.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick GMC in West Plains. It's where you'd send a friend. That's right, it's our friends and family sale. We've been so busy in January during our sale, we've decided to extend our Friends and Family sale through the whole month of February. Friends and Family pricing, and only at Taylor Grubaugh dealerships.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains for great service and the best price.
Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
Well, Thayer Lady Bobcats were down at 1 point in this game, 7-0. Liberty went on a 7-0 run in the first 2 minutes. Thayer Lady Bobcats answered with a 22-7 run, and we'll have the basketball to start the second quarter. Thayer leads it now 22-14. Morgan Smith leads the way off the bench for Liberty. Excuse me, the 5'4 sophomore with 8 points in the first quarter. Riley Davis leads Thayer with 14 in the period. Four Lady Bobcats have scored in the game. Thayer with the ball. They got to Avery Bowers, top of the key, gives it to Hillis. Now to Kinsley Regal cutting down the lane. She misses the shot. Logue with the rebound. Couldn't follow it in. Regal got it again to Bowers. Free throw line with the jumper. It's good. Thayer Lady Bobcats are out working. The Liberty Lady Eagles now on the board and getting second and third chances on the offensive end. They're too good an offensive team to let do that. And here, oh, what a play by Kinsley Regal. Tharp took the ball down in the corner. Tried to come back out, and Kinsley stopped her and She was about to travel with the basketball, and she threw it off a Regal out of bounds. Liberty will inbound, just underway in the second quarter. Mayor Lady Bobcats lead it 24-14. Liberty out on top with it to Walton. Walton flings it right side to Tharp. Tharp cross court to Morgan Smith. She goes down to the baseline, fires up a shot, no good. Rebound to Thayer. That's Caden Hillis. She's off on the break. Thayer on the 3-on-3 will give it to Davis. Davis for three more. No. Rattles off the rim. No good. And a foul on the rebound. They'll be called on Bailey Logue of the Thayer Lady Bobcats. So Bailey will be called for her first and substitution for Thayer as Riley Joe Sorrow will check back in. Riley Joe has been sick, trying to come back, and Coach Denny Young said Logue probably going to play quite a bit for Riley Joe. She'll just play when she can, as long as she can. Liberty with the ball down by 10, 24-14. They get the ball down to Walton. Walton kicked it back outside. Three-point shot is up, no good. Rebound, Riley Davis. Davis off on the break to the free throw line, and now we'll curl back outside, and the Thayer Lady Bobcats will set the offense. They go to Bowers at the top of the key. Ball knocked away from her by Walton, picked up by Smith. She drives, throws a layup up, no good. Rebound, and a block shot going to be called on Riley Davis. Davis blocked the shot of Smith, who got the rebound, went back up with it. Foul on Riley will be her first of the game. And team foul number two on the Lady Bobcats here in the second quarter. 6:35 to play. Two free throws here for Morgan Smith, playing off the bench tonight, and has scored 8 of the 14 for Liberty. And she misses the first free throw. She is set to shoot another. Beckman on the way for the sophomore, Liberty High School. That one is good. 9 points now, including a three-pointer for Morgan Smith. In fact, 2 3-pointers for her. Thayer with a basketball on the offensive end. Sorrow gives it to Davis in the right corner. Davis eyes the bucket, now puts it on the floor one time. Oh, and should have been a foul. Ellett reaching in. No call. Bobcats gets the ball to Regal. Regal throws one up from the corner. No good. And a rebound taken by Liberty, and that's a carry. Yep. Number 20 got a little excited. Chloe Jester tried to stop and then keep going. She carried the ball. So Thayer will get it back on the turnover. And with 6:15 to go in the first half, they have a chance to add to their 9-point lead. Looking in. Got it. Oh, nice backdoor cut to Hillis. Misses layup. Gets her own rebound. Going back up. Gets fouled. That'll be on number 20, Chloe Jester. That'll be team foul number five. I'm sorry, team foul number one on the Liberty Lady Eagles here in the second quarter. And 4 in the first. Caden Hillis to the line to shoot 2. The lefty puts the first one up, and it's good. Hillis, a Lyon College signee. We go and play in basketball for the Lady Scots in the fall. Second free throw for Caden is up and good. She's got 6 points for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Thayer back up by 11 now, 26-15. Ellett handles it in the backcourt for Liberty against the Lady Bobcat press. Gets it across the timeline to Morgan Smith. She handles it way out on the floor. Gives to Ellett. Way out around the left sideline. Finally gets the ball up to Walton. Walton will give it up. Shot is up. No good for Lady Eagles. And a rebound controlled by Regal for Thayer. That's a good rebound by Kinsley. Gets the ball out to Davis. Now back to Regal, top of the key. Kinsley takes it to the right side. Oh, trying to hand it off to Sorrow. She couldn't hang on. The loose ball picked up by Liberty. Here come the Lady Eagles. Ellen up the middle of the floor. Going to the bucket. Lays it up. No, she traveled. Yes, she did. Ellett traveled as she pulled up the dribble at the free throw line, took an extra step. Now substitution for Thayer. Bailey Logue will check into the game as Caden Hillis will come off the floor. Caden's going to get a little rest. She's just getting over that illness as well. She is coughing her head off on the sideline right now. Thayer Lady Bobcats with the ball after the turnover. Go to Logue. Logue attacks the basket. Couldn't hit the layup. And a rebound controlled by Liberty. Here they come. Morgan Smith up the right side. Goes to the elbow, now down to the wing, and bounces it out front. Oh, wait, number 11 just checked in for Liberty, that's Ellett. Here's a shot up for Liberty, no good, and a rebound controlled by Riley Davis. To Kinsley Regal, Regal hands it to Davis, trailing the play. Davis driving the baseline, goes around the defense, and gets held. He will not go to the free throw line. They're going to call the foul before the shot. Foul is on number 10, who just checked in, Allie Marriott. That'll be the first of the game on Marriott, and she goes back out. Jaylee Tharp will check back in for the Liberty Lady Eagles. Thayer up 11 with the ball, inbound down under the bucket. Got to Davis in the corner. And Ellett knocked it away from her. Thayer will inbound it again. Caden Hillis going to check back in for Thayer. Now, as Coach Denny says, you ready to go? Hillis will check back into the game. Bailey Logue will check out. 5:02 to play first half. Thayer up 26-15 with the ball. Looking inbound, down under the bucket. They bring it into Hillis, right back to Davis in the corner. Three is off the rim, no good. Rebound controlled by Thorl. Couldn't hit the follow. And rebound taken by the Liberty Lady Eagles. Tharp with it. Bring it across the timeline with a left-hand dribble. Goes down in the corner. Got it there to Morgan Smith. To bring it outside to Ellett. Ellett in the corner. Shot is up. And no good. Rebound by Ellett. Couldn't hit the shot. And Bowers controls rebound for Thayer. For Ellett, pass is taken finally by Riley Davis. Long pass up the floor by Davis. Intercepted by Liberty. Morgan Smith with a nice defensive play. She'll drive to the other end and have the ball knocked away out of bounds from behind. And Hillis is pleading her case that the ball went off the leg. Oh, it's going to be Thayer ball. Hillis, nice job pleading her case with the official that she bounced it off the leg of Ellett. And the other official came over and said, yes, she did. So Thayer with the ball up by 11. 4:18 to go, first half. Bowers on top to Hillis. Hillis, ooh, had Regal in the lane, didn't get it to her. And now Hillis with a weak pass cross-court stolen by Ellett. Ellett got out to Morgan Smith, driving inside, shoots off the window and scores. Number 33, Morgan Smith with 11 in the first half for Liberty in double figures. Thayer coming the other way. Here's Davis going all the way to bucket, lays it up, no. Gets her own rebound, back up with it. No, but she's fouled. She'll go to the free throw line and shoot two. That foul will be on number 22, Shelby Holt. That'll be number two on Holt. First player with more than one for Liberty. And the third team foul on the Lady Eagles here in the first half. Riley Davis to the free throw line. Riley, 14 points so far in the game, has not scored here in the second quarter. And free throw is up and good. Now she has 15 for Davis. Bailey Logue back in for Thayer. Riley Gosaro will come out. And number 22 out of the game, Shelby Holt for Liberty. Number 32, Dara Daniels will check back in. Hillis, Logue, Davis, Regal, and Bowers for the Thayer Lady Bobcats here. And second free throw for Davis is good. And the Thayer lead is back to 11. 28-17. Liberty breaks the full court pressure as they got it to Morgan Smith. She moves up within 18 feet of the bucket. Gives it to Ellett. Ellett bouncing it down low. Another pass to Daniels. Gets up with a handle, gathers it in on the baseline. Now they'll bounce it down to Ellett. Ellett going up with a shot. She's going to be fouled by Kinsley Regal. Ellett forcing that one up there. Got it blocked, but the foul called on Regal. That'll be number one on Kinsley. And the third team foul on the Thayer Lady Bobcats here in the first half. Ellett at the line. First free throw bounces off the back rim. No good. Delaney Ellett, 5'9 junior. I would assume the sister of the Ellett boy who plays for the Liberty Eagle boys team. And his second free throw for Ellett. No good. And rebound taken by Bowers for Thayer. And Lady Bobcats want to run a little bit. Regal now pulls it up on the wing. Will hand to Riley Davis. Davis lay out on the floor. 3:29 to go in the second period. Davis goes off the screen and now another. A little crossover dribble to the free throw line down the left side of the lane. Spins, looking to throw it up. Shot is blocked and goes out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Lady Bobcat ball. Davis tried to force that one. Thayer will inbound it on the sideline right in front of the Liberty Lady Eagle bench. Bailey Logue triggers it into Hillis. Hillis in the lane. Now to Bowers. Free throw line with a jumper. It is good. Avery Bowers now with 6 points in the first half. The Thayer Lady Bobcats, the biggest lead of the game at 30-17. Liberty with it. Morgan Smith swings it left side to Tharp. Tharp going back to Ellett on the right side. Moves into the free throw circle. Hands it off to Daniels. Now Smith for three more. It's good. This young lady can flat out shoot the basketball. Her third three-pointer of the game. And she's got 14 for Liberty. Thayer coming the other way. Davis gives it to Bowers at the free throw line. Off the Logue. And now Davis. And Davis turns around, looks at Coach Young and says, let's set something up a little bit different. Lady Bobcats going four low with Hillis handling the ball out top. Hillis, a little crossover dribble, lost the handle, but runs it down before it goes out of bounds. Caden now got the clear out, goes to the bucket, kicks it back to Davis, and she sails a three. Riley Davis, her third three-pointer of the first half. And the Thayer Lady Bobcats lead it now 33-20. Liberty with it outside. Go to Ella at the free throw line. One dribble in the lane, trying to shoot. Shot blocked. Ball picked up out on the wing by Morgan Smith. And Morgan's going to get fouled as she made the move down the baseline. She's fouled by Caden Hillis. They'll be foul number one on Caden tonight. One, two, three, four, five Lady Bobcats have committed fouls. Nobody with more than one. Here's Ellett off the inbound for three in the corner. It's good. Delaney Ellett hits the three for Liberty. It's back to a 10-point game, 33-23. Here's Davis for three on the other end for Thayer. That one rattles off the rim, no good. And the rebound goes out of bounds on the inline. It'll be Liberty Eagle ball. Liberty hanging around, staying within 10 here. And the ball will be inbounded down on the baseline for the Lady Eagles. Thayer pulls off the full court pressure. No way back in the 1-3-1 zone defense. Liberty will bring it to the top with Tharp. Takes it to the left side on the dribble. Feeds out front to Morgan Smith. Morgan moves off the screen. Now back to Tharp. Tharp ducks under the defense. Gives it back to Smith in the corner. She is tied up down there and going to get fouled. Foul, I believe, going to be on Bailey Logue, number 22. Yes, it is. Logue called the foul. First Lady Bobcat with two in the first half. And this one will send, that's the 15th foul on Thayer, so that will send Liberty to the line. Morgan Smith put the first one up and good. Morgan Smith now with 15 in the game. Thayer getting Riley Joe Sorrell back in the game. Liberty getting number 10, Allie Marriott back in the game as Dara Daniels will check out. Smith with another free throw. That one's up and it's good. Young lady can shoot it. 5'4 sophomore, Morgan Smith, now with 16 in the game for Liberty. 16 of their 25. Thayer with the ball. Kinsley Regal out on the ring on the right side. Brings it to the top of the key. Hands off to Hillis. Hillis moves to the elbow. Back out to Regal for a three ball, and it's good. Kinsley Regal, her first bucket of the night. It's a three brought to you by Community First Banking Company in West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer. And the Lady Bobcats are back up 11 again. Liberty with the basketball. Number 10, Marriott. Allie Marriott holds it on the right wing. Swings outside and around the horn. It goes to Morgan Smith. Her shot is blocked by Regal and sails out of bounds. Liberty will inbound the ball down under the bucket on the offensive end. Down under a minute to go in the first half. Liberty inbounds out front. Ball tipped by the defense, but brought down by Morgan Smith. Going to the bucket. She traveled. And what's the call? We're going to get a blocking foul called on the Thayer Lady Bobcat. Was that before she took that third step? I don't think so. Anyway, foul's going to be called on Avery Bowers. That'll be her second of the game. And Morgan Smith back to the free throw line. First one is up and good. 17 for Morgan tonight for the Liberty Lady Eagles. Having a good first half. She will shoot another looking for her 18th. That was no good. Rebound, Riley Joe Sorrell. And Riley Joe throws it away. She thought Davis was going to break up the court. Tried to lead her with the pass and has sailed out of bounds right in front of the scorer's table. Substitution now for Thayer. Jessa Dubois will check in place of Avery Bowers, who will have two fouls as we head toward the intermission at halftime. Liberty with the ball, 45 seconds to go. There's Tharp, gives it off. Long shot is up for Liberty. It's good! That's Morgan Smith again. Somebody better get a hand in her face. She's hit 5-3. She's got 20 in the first half. Thayer with a basketball. Up by a score 36-29. 7-point advantage. Here's Davis with it. 23 seconds to go for the Lady Bobcats in the half. Davis moves off the screen. Up the left side. Kicks it in the corner to Riley Joe Sorrell. Now to Dubois on the baseline. 17-footer's up. No good. Rebound comes out long. Davis has got it with 9 seconds to go. Davis to the bucket. Gets fouled on the drive. I don't know if we're going to call this on the shot or on the floor. We'll find out. Foul's on number 10. It'll be it is two shots. They are going to call it on the shot. So Riley Davis going to the line with 6.8 seconds to go. Foul, by the way, on Allie Marriott. Marriott will be her second of the game. And Riley Davis at the line. Riley has scored 19 in the first half. Make it 20 if she hits the free throw. Riley has hit 1, 2, 3 threes in the first half for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. 3 of the 4 that the team has made. Second free throw is up and good. Davis hits them both. Thayer leads it by 9, 38-29. Backcourt pressure as Liberty inbounds it. They got it up across the timeline and now over to Morgan Smith. She'll fire one at the buzzer. Good! Morgan Smith for the Liberty Lady Eagles hits one from 28 feet at the buzzer. She's got 23 in the first half And it's a six-point Thayer Lady Bobcat lead, 38-32, as we head to the intermission. And it's time for the Shelter Insurance Andrew Ekman of West Plains halftime report. We'll be back to Houston for the district semifinal matchup between the Thayer Lady Bobcats and the Liberty Lady Eagles in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sport Network.
A winning insurance strategy doesn't rely on one person. It takes a team that knows its roles well, working together to provide an exceptional experience. At Shelter Insurance, you can count on our local agents and award-winning customer service to help you protect what matters most. Shelter Insurance ranked number one for auto insurance in the Forbes 2024 World's Best Insurance Companies survey.
See Shelter Insurance agent Andrew Ekman in West Plains.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains. Have you seen the new Buicks lately? We have new Buicks arriving daily, just in time for the extension of our Friends and Family sale. That's right, Friends and Family pricing on an all-new Buick. And only at Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains, the area's only Buick dealer.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains for great service and the best price.
At Monarch Realty, we cover two states with three locations and 24 agents scattered all over the Ozarks. In the Monarch family, we offer licensed drone pilot, E&O insurance, signage, and closing support to our loyal family members. No desk fee, no franchise fee. We are open to productive agents and have a sliding pay scale. Thinking about moving? Better call Saul.
Are you tired of feeling like a number at your bank? At FNBC, we pride ourselves on providing personalized service to each and every customer. We believe in building strong relationships, and we take the time to get to know you and your unique financial goals. We invite you to stop into any of our convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and South Central Missouri to meet our team of dedicated community bankers. You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC. Go Bobcats!
We're back here at the Houston High School. It's the Class 3 District 9 Girls Basketball Tournament. Semifinal action here. Been a good ball game, and both had a couple of players that have just stood out among the best and among the rest. Riley Davis, of course, for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. She does it about every night. Riley with 21 in the first half for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. It's a good thing because Liberty is led by Morgan Smith, a 5'4 sophomore, has scored 23, including 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Three-pointers in the first half. The Thayer Lady Bobcats better find somebody to guard her because she's keeping the Lady Eagles in this game. Thayer was down early 7-0, then went on a 22-7 run. Lady Bobcats led 22-11 at the end of the first quarter, and they lead it here 38 as they scored 16 points in the second quarter to 32. The Liberty Lady Eagles scoring 21 points in that second period and outscored the Lady Bobcats 21-16, thanks to the hot shooting of Morgan Smith. And it really doesn't matter where she's at on the floor. Everything she's shooting is going in the hole right now. Some nights it goes that way. Some nights it doesn't, but some nights it does. Again, 38-32. Thayer leads it by six at the half. We'll continue of your first half scoring in just 2 minutes. You're listening to the Thayer Lady Bobcat Halftime Report, brought to you by State Farm Insurance. Scott Cecil in Thayer. Back in 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Farming is a way of life, and State Farm agent Scott Cecil gets that. State Farm's farm policies are designed to deliver broad and flexible coverage customized to how you run your operation. So protect what you've worked so hard to build with Scott Cecil. He's proud to tailor coverage to meet the vast needs of your farm. Contact State Farm agent Scott Cecil at 151 East Walnut in Thayer or 301 LaRue in Donovan for a quote or to get more information. Get to a better state. Get State Farm.
Ever heard the saying, good fence makes for good neighbors? Well, it's true, but it means more than that. County Line Fence and Construction can add value to your property and home surroundings in no time with chain link, privacy, vinyl, or rail fencing. It adds value and provides safety for your family and pets. County Line Fence. Give them a call or see them on Facebook. County Line Fence and Construction.
Do
Did you know there's tax advantages to having a health savings account with Community First? When paired with a high deductible health plan, it can be a powerful tax saving financial tool that empowers you to be more actively involved in your health care decisions. Talk with a Community First banker and your tax advisor and see what a health savings account can do for you.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Member FDIC.
Get great deals on a versatile Kubota tractor from Edgeland Harper Farm Equipment, like the L2502 tractor, packaged with a rotary cutter and 5-foot box blade, all for just $382 per month for 84 months. The Kubota L Series is the number one selling compact tractor in the USA. Get this and many more package deals going on now at Edgeland Harper Farm Equipment in West Plains and Mountain Grove. 4.99% APR financing now through February 28th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
I'm back here at the Houston High School Gym. It's the Class 3 District 9 Girls Semifinals. Mayor Lady Bobcats in Game 1 with the lead over the Liberty Lady Eagles, 38-32 here at the half. And again, Thayer outscored Liberty 22-11 in the first quarter. Liberty outscored Thayer 21-16 in the second quarter. Hence, we've got a six-point ball game here at the half. This is still anybody's game. Just take a look at the scoring. First up for the visitors on the school board, the Liberty Lady Eagles. They're led by Morgan Smith, the 5'4 sophomore, with 23 in the first half, including 5 3-pointers. Only two other Lady Eagles have scored. 5 points for Delaney Ellett, and three of those came from a 3-pointer. And Lillian Walton with 4 points in the game. So 18 of the Liberty Lady Eagles' 32 points have come on 3-pointers. For the Thayer Lady Bobcats, they're led by Riley Davis. The sophomore has 21. 6 for Caden Hillis, 6 for Avery Bowers, a 3 for Kinsley Regal, and 2 for Bailey Logue off the Thayer Lady Bobcat bench. By the way, the big thing about Morgan Smith, she's playing off the bench for the Liberty Lady Eagles. Both teams made their way back out on the court, take their halftime warm-up as we get ready for the second half. Again, second game of the night here at Houston will be the Licking Lady Wildcats to take on the number 2 seed Willow Springs Lady Bears. Of course, the two winners tonight will meet for the district championship on Friday here at Houston. Class 3, District 9. Let's take another time out. You're listening to the Thayer Lady Bobcat Halftime Report, brought to you by State Farm Insurance, Scott Cecil and Thayer. We're back with your second half in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Your vehicle is more than transportation. It's an investment. Regular maintenance means fewer surprises, lower repair costs, and longer vehicle life. Don's Auto Service experts want to keep you rolling smoothly. See their extensive service and tire offerings at donsautoservice.com. Protect your ride with the help of Don's Auto Service in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry here for every Ozark athlete with a team of 7 expert providers on call 24/7. When injuries happen, we're ready to get you back in the game. Trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pyatt, and I'm proud to be the Zizzers team physician. As a parent, I know how important it is to feel confident in your child's safety. That's why we're out there watching every play, every move, to ensure your loved one is safe on the field. Your athlete's health is our top priority.
A winning insurance strategy doesn't rely on one person. It takes a team that knows its roles well, working together to provide an exceptional experience. J.D. Power ranked the team at Shelter Insurance number 1 in customer satisfaction among auto insurers in the Central Region 6 out of the last 7 years. For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
See Shelter Insurance agent Andrew Ekman in West Plains.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains. It's where you'd send a friend. That's right, it's our friends and family sale. We've been so busy in January during our sale, we've decided to extend our friends and family sale through the whole month of February. Friends and family pricing, and only at Taylor Grubaugh dealerships.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains for great service and the best price.
Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
And we're back here at Houston underway. The Thayer Lady Bobcats forced Liberty into a turnover on the first possession. And then Riley Davis turns it over. Going the other way, a little bit of full court pressure thrown on by the Liberty Lady Eagles, and Davis dribbled the ball out of bounds, going up the left sideline. Good defensive play over there by Delaney Ellett. Liberty will inbound it here, down by six. A bucket to make it a four-point game. Liberty hanging right in with the top-seeded Thayer Lady Bobcats. Thayer back in that zone defense. Ellett's got it outside for Liberty. Being very deliberate here on this possession. They give the ball up to Holt. Holt has it stolen by Davis. Davis out on the break, but it's a one-on-three. Davis, now they leave her alone for three. She fires it up, and it's good. Riley Davis with her fourth three-pointer of the game. It's brought to you by Community First Banking Company. The Thayer Lady Bobcats are back out to a nine-point advantage, 41-32. Liberty with it. They get it on the left side in the corner. Now back outside for Jester. Jester bounces it inside. Ball stolen by Riley Joe Starro with Thayer. They'll get it out to Regal to Davis, and Thayer now with a chance to go back up 11. They've led by as many as 13 in the game. Thayer with it now. Hillis on the left side wing brings out the top of the key on the dribble. Now looking to go to the bucket down the left side, lays it up and in. Nice play by the Lady Bobcats senior, Caden Hillis, her eighth point of the game. Thayer on a 5-0 run to open the third quarter, and now opened up an 11-point lead, 43-32. Liberty with a shot out of the corner, no good. Rebound Hillis. Hillis on the run. She's got Davis on her left, got it to her. She fakes the three, goes down to the baseline, going into the lane, shoots, scores, and gets fouled. Riley Davis with another bucket. She's got 26. And Liberty trying to make substitution. The official makes them wait. And foul is going to be on number three. That is Jaylee Tharp, her first tonight. Riley Davis now with 26 in the game will go to the free throw line, shooting for her 27th point and her sixth already here in the third period. They are up 13, trying to go up 14 would be their biggest lead of the night. And the free throw, no good for Davis. The rebound goes all the way over in the corner, run down by Ellett for Liberty. Got out to Morgan Smith, who just checked in for Liberty. She led them in the first half with 23 points. She got it now out front. Thayer coming out to guard her. He goes crossover dribble, goes to free throw line, kicks out to Tharp. She'll shoot a three, an air ball, and the rebound is saved from out of bounds, but controlled by Thayer. Riley Davis up the floor now waits for the rest of her teammates. Looking to swing at left side over to Hillis. Hillis on the wing. Remember, Caden is battling that illness out there. So is Riley Joe Sarnell. Thayer. Out to Davis. Davis, little head and shoulder fake, puts it on the floor, gives it in the right corner for Sarnell. Now back out to Davis on the wing. She'll take it top of the key, and Thayer will restart the offense from there. Davis to the right wing, swings it cross court to Sarnell. Down the corner to Kinsley Regal. Regal for three. It's good. Kinsley Regal, her second three-pointer tonight. It's brought to you by Community First Banking Company. And the Liberty Lady Eagles won a timeout. Thayer out to a 16-point lead, 48-32. We'll take a timeout. We're back in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Selling the American dream one home at a time. Monarch Realty. Monarch Realty.
At Monarch Realty, we see ourselves as guardians of the land and protectors of the people. We are listing agents who advertise globally and always present our listings for their highest and best value. If you're thinking about selling, remember, how you're treated matters. Why not be treated like royalty?
Monarch Realty. Monarch Realty.
Well, Thayer Lady Bobcats are out on a 10-0 run to start the third quarter, first 2.5 minutes of the third. And they lead it now 48-32. And now scoring Liberty 10-0 in this third quarter so far. Liberty with the ball got to the free throw line. Shot is up. No good. Rebound taken by Kinsley Regal for Thayer. Regal got it out to Davis. Davis on the run up the right side. Now pulls it up top of the key. Swings it left side to Hillis. Hillis going to the baseline. Trying to get a shot. Couldn't get it. And swings it back out to Riley Joe Sarnell. Sarnell now to Davis. To the elbow. Short jumper is off the rim. No good. Ellett with a rebound for Liberty. Trying to get rid of it, and finally does. Got it out to Holt. Holt got up to Morgan Smith. Goes toward the bucket. Goes up a running one-hander. No good. Rebound. Saved from out of bounds by Thayer, but goes right to Morgan Smith. He'll get it back out top to Tharp. Tharp now to Ellett at the free throw line. Back to Morgan Smith. Lady Bobcats jump out on her. She'll go to the bucket. Shoot and score. Morgan Smith having a night. 25 for the young sophomore for Liberty. Here comes Thayer with the ball up by 11 again. Actually up by 14. They swing it right side to Davis for three. It's good. Riley Davis now with 29 in the game. Another three-pointer brought to you by Community First Banking Company. They are up 51-34. Liberty with the ball. Ellett gives it over. Elbow shot is up and no good by Holt. The rebound taken by Davis. Leads it out to Kinsley Regal. She goes to the bucket, misses the shot, but she's fouled on the play. She'll go to the line and shoot two. Kinsley Regal outrunning everybody down the floor. She's fouled by Jaylee Tharp. That'll be number two on Tharp and the second team foul on the Lady Eagles here in the third period. Regal shooting a free throw. First one bounces off the left side of the rim. No good. Substitution now for Liberty. Number 14 checking back into the game. Lillian Walton. She had come out as Allie Merritt had checked in during the break. Second free throw for Regal. No good. Missed that one short off the front of the rim. And the rebound taken by the Liberty Lady Eagles. Here they come. Jaylee Tharp with it out on top. They start the offense to the left side to Morgan Smith. Now the baseline to Ellett. Ellett hits the jumper from 15 feet. Delaney Ellett, first bucket of the second half. He's got seven in the game. And the lead back to 15 now. Bayer Lady Bobcats with the ball. 3:54 to go in the third. Davis swings it right side to Hillis. Hillis looking in the lane. Nobody open there. Swings it cross court to Regal. Now to Davis on the left wing. Looking into the lane. Oh, and Hillis got knocked to the ground. No foul call. Liberty's got the ball. Tharp will drive for the layup on the other end. First 2 points tonight for Tharp, and here comes Riley Davis the other way for Thayer in a hurry. Pulls up on the wing. Oh, crossover dribble went around the defense. Pulls up. Gives the ball to Hillis. Hillis into the lane. Kicks it out to Regal for three more. Off the front rim, no. Rebound. Volleyed around. Controlled by Hillis. Hillis got it out to Davis. She shoots the three. It's good. Riley Davis is absolutely on fire. 32 points now for Riley. Their Lady Bobcat lead is back to 16. Is that right? I'm not good at math. 54-38. Yeah, 16-point lead for Thayer. Liberty with the ball. Morgan Smith moves to the elbow on the dribble. Kicks out to Ellett. Shoots the three. It's no good. And Bowers down. Rebound for Thayer. Here come the Lady Bobcats again on the break. Davis, little European step. Throws it up with the left hand. No good. Rebound volleyed around. We get a held ball. Oh, we got a technical foul going to be called on the Liberty Lady Eagle. Oh, let's see what's going to happen here. Somebody said something they shouldn't have said, and the official says, that's a technical. You know, it's going to be a technical on Thayer. And Coach Diddy Young gets up and says, what's going on? Technical foul going to be called on the Thayer Lady Bobcats here, I believe. Let's wait and see. They haven't announced anything yet, and the official's still talking about it. And there's two shots for Riley Davis. Those will be from getting fouled. The foul, by the way, was on number 11, Delaney Ellett, her second. So Davis will shoot two free throws here, and then we'll go the other end and shoot the other. Riley Davis hits the first one. Riley now with 33 points in the game. 33 of the 55 for the Lady Bobcats. And we'll shoot another one. Trying to make it 34. And she hits that one too. And so there was no foul called. It was a technical. And the technical apparently was called on Ellett, which will be her second foul of the game. And the official's still discussing something at the scorer's table. And now, we're ready to go. All right, Thayer leads at 56-38 after they get all that sorted out at the official scorer's table. And it'll be Thayer Lady Bobcat basketball after the technical foul called on Delaney Ellett for Liberty. Thayer with it. Right side is Regal. Regal dribbles out to the top, gives it to Riley Davis. Davis bends away from the defense and has the ball poked. Got it right back at midcourt. Davis going to the right side, off the screen. Oh, she got Regal alone under the bucket. She misses the wide-open layup, saves it from out of bounds, but right to the Liberty Eagles. Here they come on the break. Tharp, long pass up the court. That's going over everybody's head. No, it's saved on a short bucket by Holt. That was a nice break there by the Lady Eagle. Thayer getting the ball down the other end. Bowers going to the hole, and she gets fouled on the drive. She'll go to the line and shoot two. Foul's going to be on number 14 this time. That is Lillian Walton for Liberty. And Avery Bowers going to the free throw line to shoot two for Thayer. First one is up for the senior. It is good. Bowers now with 7 points in the game. And here's Riley Josaro coming out as Caden Hillis will check back in for Thayer. Bowers looking for her eighth point, and it's good. Avery now with 8 in the game. 9 for Hillis, 33 for Davis. They are in control here, leading by 18. Smith with it for Liberty, bounces it down in the corner, gets it right back. Defense jumps out on her. They're just not letting her have those wide-open threes here. Got out on the floor, slings it on the left side now to Jester. Jester back to Smith, moves off the screen, gets the three-point shot up, and it's no good. Rebound, Avery Bowers for Thayer. Got it out to Davis. Davis to Regal, running the floor. Regal into the lane, going to get fouled. She'll go to the line and shoot two. That'll be Chloe Jester called the foul. That'll be the second on her. The Thayer Lady Bobcats being really aggressive here, and they're forcing the Liberty Lady Eagles to foul them or give them layups. Kinsley Regal to the free throw line. Kinsley with 6 points in the game tonight. 0 for 2 from the charity stripe. And now 1 for 3 as she hits the first one. 7 for Regal looking for her 8th point. They are changing players around on the free throw lane. The Thayer Lady Bobcats can go up 20 here if Regal hits this free throw. That one is up and it's good. So Regal now with 8 points. Bowers with 8. Hillis with 8. 33 for Riley Davis. Here comes Liberty with the ball. Thayer, a little bit of backcourt pressure, but Thayer brings it into the front court. Liberty into the front court. Trying to leave it out for Morgan Smith. She runs it down before it goes backcourt. Gives it up to Holt. Holt in the corner, now to Jester. Jester kicks it inside to Marriott. Marriott back out to Smith. Ducks under the defense. Goes up for a shot and gets fouled. She'll go to the free throw line and shoot two. Foul is on number 12, Avery Bowers, who blocked the shot. And the Lady Eagles back to the free throw line. Down by 20, 60 to 40. Morgan Smith at the line. First one is up and no good. Thayer making a substitution here. Riley Josaro checking back in the game. Avery Bowers will go to the Lady Bobcat bench with those three fouls here in the game. Another one for Smith is up and it's good. So 1 out of 2 from the line. And Morgan Smith now with 26 for the Liberty Lady Eagles. Here come the Thayer Lady Bobcats, leading by 19 with 1 minute to play in the third quarter. Davis out front, almost dribbled it off her foot. Did dribble it off her foot, but she goes and gets the loose ball. Ball goes to Bailey Logue on the left side wing, kicks it back out to Regal. Regal now to Hillis. Hillis looking down low, nobody open. Gives it around the horn. Now to Hillis inside, back outside to Sorrow for a three. It's good! Riley Josaro, her first bucket is from three-point land. That three-pointer brought to you by Community First Banking Company. And the Thayer Lady Bobcats are up by 22 with 38 seconds to go in the third period. Liberty got in the corner. Three-point shot by Jester. It's an air ball rebounded by Hillis. Hillis has got Davis on the break. Kenner with the pass. Left-hand layup. No good by Davis. And rebound taken by the Liberty Lady Eagles. 23 seconds to go. Liberty Jester in the front court. Gives it outside to Morgan Smith. Long shot is good. It's a three. Morgan Smith now with 29. That is her 6th three-pointer of the game. And Liberty back to within 19 with that bucket. Thayer with it. Davis on the right side. We're going to get an illegal screen set by Riley Josaro. Yep. I thought it was. Moving screen set by Saro. She'll be called for her first foul of the game. Team foul number 2 on Thayer in this third quarter. And with 5.8 seconds to go in the third, Liberty will inbound the ball. Got into Jaylee Tharp. Tharp to the top of the key on the dribble. Now to the free throw line. Bounces it down low. Shot is up. Blocked by Logue. But Bailey's going to be called for a foul. And this will send Liberty to the free throw line. It'll be Marriott at the line, number 10. Allie Marriott, the 5'7 sophomore. Foul, by the way, on Logue is her 3rd of the game. Marriott to shoot 2. First one is up and no good. 1/10 of a second to go here in the third quarter. Thayer Lady Bobcats in control, leading by 19, 63 to 44. Free throw is up. That one is good. For Marriott, her 1st point of the game. Thayer inbounds ball. There's the buzzer, and that's the end of 3 quarters of play here at Houston in the Class 3 District 9 semifinals. Thayer Lady Bobcats, the top seed, lead it by 18 over the Liberty Lady Eagles. Back with your 4th quarter in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate is once again proud to sponsor Thayer Bobcat Sports. The Bobcats are renowned for their hard work and dedication. Our team at Century 21 pride ourselves on our work ethic and strive to serve you with the utmost honesty and integrity. We wish success for the Bobcats and hope that you will allow us at Century 21 to assist you in your successful real estate endeavors. Whether buying or selling, give us a call at 417-264-7000 and let us put our knowledge, experience, and marketing ability to work for you. Each office and employee owned and operated.
Winter won't stick around forever, but while you're cooped up inside, why not make your home feel a little magical with Thayer Decorating? Find inspiration for every season, starting with sinking your toes into luxurious marquee and Dreamweaver carpet as winter finally gets the hint. Dreaming of a custom tile shower for sunnier days? Start planning now. With Pittsburgh paints and flood stains, you can refresh and protect your space today. Don't wait for spring. Visit Thayer Decorating and let HC, Charity, and Edna bring your dream home to life.
Well, 25 points in the third quarter for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Liberty scored 13. The Thayer Lady Bobcats have opened an 18-point lead. And it was a 10-0 run to start the second half that put the Lady Bobcats with some space. They ran out to a 16-point lead. They led by 6 points at the half, 38-32, but dominated that third quarter. And the hot shooting, Riley Davis, continued. Riley had 12 points in the third quarter. She got 33 in the game. Thayer with the ball now as, Hillis dribbled it into the backcourt. Thayer with a turnover on the first possession of the fourth quarter. Well, that's not how you want to start a quarter, with an uncontested turnover out there. I mentioned earlier, Thayer playing kind of the stick out there. Hillis and Riley Josara both not feeling very good for the Lady Bobcats. They've been out of school up until today. So Thayer with the basketball. Heard the steal by Riley Josara. Got to Davis. She jumps to the line and scores. Oh, that was Hillis. Hillis with the lay-in. And Caden now double-figured with 10 for Thayer. Liberty with it. Got to Morgan Smith. Thought about the three. Doesn't take it. Gives it up. And around the horn to Tharp on the right side wing. Now down in the corner. Marriott's got it. Back out to Tharp. Tharp moving off the screen. Got back to Morgan Smith. Driving to the baseline. Thayer cuts her off. She gives it back out to Tharp. Tharp will drive. Elevate for the jumper. It's good. Got the back of the rim and bounced in. Daly Tharp, her second bucket of the night, a 5'6 junior. And here come the Thayer Lady Bobcats with a 18-point lead, 7:03 to go in the game. Bobcats bounce it inside to Hillis, puts it up off the window and in. That's a beautiful feed from Riley Davis. And Hillis now with 12 points in the game, and Thayer back up by 20. Liberty with it. Trying to go inside. Ball stolen by Bowers. Bowers off to Davis, and Thayer can start working on a little clock now with a 20-point lead, 6:40 to go in the game. I know Coach Denny Young and these Lady Bobcats, they'll continue to attack. Kinsley Regal with it now on the right side wing, looking to get rid of it, and does to Davis. Davis will take it out near big court. Thayer will start the offense there. Got to Riley Josara. And Lady Bobcats want a timeout. 6:23 to go in the game. Thayer up by 20 with the ball. We'll take a timeout. No, let's stay right here. Say thanks to some more of your Thayer Lady Bobcat boosters helping to bring you the game tonight, including Forstler's store in Thayer and Ashland, as well as Napa Auto Parts in downtown Thayer. Penny Lane Accounting in Thayer. Allen Supported Living, Charlotte Allen in Thayer. Sunset Salon and Barbering in Thayer. Thayer Farm Center in Thayer Plant Food. Langley Animal Clinic in Thayer. Freeman and Woolsey, Well Drilling and Pump Services Thayer, the Alton Bank and the Branch Bank of Birch Tree, Silver Spring Storage Units, RV Park and Commercial Rentals, the Kitty Corral Daycare and Learning Center of Thayer, Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Eckman in Thayer and West Plains, the 11 Point River Title Company in Thayer, Karen Perkins, and the law offices of Fred O'Neill in Thayer, all helping to boost the Lady Bobcats, who look like, and still a little bit early. We still got over 6 minutes to go in the game, but Thayer up by 20 and look like the number one seed will be headed to the championship game on Friday night here at the Houston High School Gym. By the way, that will be a 6:30 start on Friday. Be the only game of the night. And the Thayer Lady Bobcats will be inbounding the ball here after the timeout, down on the baseline under the bucket. Coach Denny Young says, let's go triangle. Actually going to go diamond. And it'll be Riley Josara inbound. Got the ball in the lane to Hillis. Outside to Bowers. And she'll give it up to Davis. Thayer setting the offense up for Hillis. Hillis handles it now between the circles. Wings it right side to Regal. Regal pulls down the pass, got it over to Davis, back out on top. They are just running a little weave out top, working on a little clock here. We're down to 6:04 to go in the game. Fair up 20. Here's Davis. Got the ball to Bowers in the lane. Bowers down to Hillis, wide open for the lay-in. Great execution of the offense. 14 for Hillis, and Caden has scored the Fair Lady Bobcats' last 6 points. Liberty with it down by 22, and a steal by Davis at midcourt. Davis attacking the basket on the other end, lays it off the window and in. Riley Davis with 35 here in the district semifinal game. Actually, officially, they say 36. 36 for Davis. Liberty with the ball. Got it to Tharp. Tharp from the elbow. Shoots and scores. Jaylee Tharp has hit two in a row for the Liberty Lady Eagles. She's got six in the game, and with 5 minutes to go, Thayer leads it 71-49. Thayer wings on the left side to Regal. Kinsley looking to Hillis in the lane. Wasn't open. Now gives it to Hillis in the corner. Hillis fires a three. That one's a little bit short. Rebound gets on the floor. Picked up by Morgan Smith for Liberty. Smith down the left side of the lane, throws up a shot, no good. Bowers will rebound it for Thayer, then lost the handle. It's picked up by Holt. Holt inside, ducks under the defense. Scoop shot is up. That's no good. And we're going to get a foul on the rebound. Going to be on the Liberty Lady Eagles, number 14. That is Lillian Walton. That'll be number two on Walton. And team foul number one here in the fourth quarter. Liberty make a substitution as Walton will check out of the game. Also, Jester checking out. Marriott will check in, and who else checked in? Daniels, number 32. No full court pressure here. Thayer with the ball coming out of the foul call. 4:40 to go in the game. Thayer with it. Davis to the left side, going to the bucket. Leaves it out in the corner to Regal. Regal now to Hillis. Hillis over to Riley Josaro. Back out to Hillis, top of the key. Caden looking to penetrate. Kicks it in the corner to Regal. Three-point ball is up. That's no good. Rebound taken by Daniels for the Liberty Lady Eagles. Here they come on the break. Morgan Smith up the right side, going all the way to bucket. Lays it up off the window and in. Nobody got in their way. And Morgan Smith now with 31 of the 51 for Liberty. Bears lead is 20 at 71-51. Thayer handling out front, going to Hillis. Hillis in the lane. Oh, didn't see. She was right under the bucket. Now puts it up and in. Hillis now with 16. Hillis has scored 10 in the second half for Thayer. And Thayer back up to a 22-point advantage. Here's Morgan Smith on the other end for Liberty with a three. That one barely catches the rim and goes out of bounds. It'll be Thayer ball. And now Ellett to check into the game. Tharp will check out for the Liberty Lady Eagles. Thayer in control. We're down under 4 minutes to go in the game. 73-51. Lady Bobcat fans start making plans to be here at Houston on Friday night for a 6:30 contest, a district championship on the line. Thayer Lady Bobcats with the ball out top. Going in the lane to Riley Josaro. Her shot is blocked and goes out of bounds. It'll be a foul call here on, I believe, Morgan Smith, number 30. No, called it on Daniels, number 32. Dara Daniels, her first. That'll be team foul number two on Liberty in the fourth quarter. And Riley Josaro going to the free throw line. Riley Jo hit a three in the game tonight, her only bucket. Trying to add to that three-point lead, and the shot is no good. Riley Jo, one of the Lady Bobcats who are feeling under the weather tonight. Coach Young, when I talked to him before the game, he said, I'm not sure how much Riley Jo is going to go, but she's been a trooper. She's been out there as much as she can. Shooting another free throw. The sophomore hits that one. 4 points on the night for Riley Josaro. And the Fair Lady Bobcat lead is 23-74-51. Liberty working to the right side. Got to Marriott. Marriott trying to go to Ellett. Threw it behind her. Ball loose on the floor. Scramble after it. And Elliott comes out with it. On a nice feed down under the bucket. But the shot is no good by Holt. And Thayer's Kinsley Regal controls the rebound. 3 minutes to play in the game. Thayer will get it up to Hillis. Hillis to Regal. Now to Sorrell. Sorrell looking in the lane, trying to go to Hillis. Ball is deflected. Loose on the floor. Ellis got it for Liberty. She goes to the free throw line on the other end, gives to Morgan Smith. She backs in the lane, shoots too hard off the window. Rebound going out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Lady Bobcat ball. And substitution for Liberty. Number 23 checking in the game for the first time. That is Adeline Thompson. And Marriott will check out of the game. So, Coach... Coach Smith, Desi Smith with the Liberty Lady Eagles, getting some playing time for some of the youngs out there right now. Baylor Lady Bobcats will bring it the other way with a 23-point lead, 2:34 to go in the game. Bowers holds it on the wing, gives out to Regal now. Baylor goes back to Bowers on the left side wing, outside the three-point line. Avery, now to Riley Joe Starrell. Starrell going over to Regal on the right side wing, looking at Bowers cutting down the lane, lays it up. Oh, she missed it, but she's going to the line to shoot two. Foul this time going to be on Morgan Smith. That'll be her second of the game. And Coach Denny Young is going to clear the bench for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Walters, Gorham, Dubois, and Logue all checking in here. Avery Bowers' first free throw is up and no good. Avery needed to hit them both to get double figures tonight. Thayer with two players in double figures, two others with 8 points each. And now the subs check in for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Bailey Logue, Jessa Dubois. Also, Haley Gorham, one of the few seniors on this team. And Walters, Bailey Walters, will check in after this free throw for Bowers if she hits it, and she does. Bowers will come out of the game. Her senior year, she's going to go to the district championship as the Thayer Lady Bobcats lead this one by 24 points with 2 minutes to go in the game. Hillis, the only Lady Bobcat starter, still out on the floor. Here's a pass for Liberty. Oh, deflected by Gorham. And Coach Young also said that Haley Gorham, feeling under the weather, didn't know how much she'd go tonight. Haley has been earning herself a lot more playing time over the last couple of weeks. Liberty off the inbound. We'll get the ball down to Marriott in the corner. Kicked it out to Morgan Smith. Smith weaving through traffic. Shot is blocked by Walters, but she'll go the line and shoot two. And a foul on Bailey Walters will be her first of the game. Down under 2 minutes to go now. We'll say thanks to some more of your Thayer Lady Bobcat boosters, including Mr. Dent in West Plains, Big D's Barbecue in Thayer, Dustin Walters over there, always serving up something good. First free throw for Smith is up and good. Morgan Smith now with 32 points for Liberty. Also, Southern Hills Auto Plaza of West Plains, Speed Trucking in Thayer, and Legacy Auto Body and Towing in Thayer. Another free throw good for Morgan Smith. And she will check out the game with those 33 points on the line. Good night for Morgan Smith, 33 in the game to lead the Lady Eagle. Thayer with the ball. Here comes Hillis, Lady Bobcat senior. Brings it across the timeline. Oh, crossover dribble, looking to go into the lane. All the way to the bucket, trying to lay it up. She gets fouled on the drive, and she'll go to the line and shoot two. That foul's going to be called on number four. That is Josie Tharp for the Liberty Lady Eagles, her first of the game. And going to the free throw line, Caden Hillis for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Caden come in not feeling well tonight, had missed school earlier in the week. Back out there now. And first free throw is up and no good. Caden has scored 16 points in the game, 10 in the second half. And it's been all Lady Bobcats in the second half. Second free throw for Hillis is up, bounces over the front of the rim and in. 17 now for Hillis. Liberty will inbound the ball, number 20, bringing it up the floor. That is Chloe Jester. Jester, a 5'4 sophomore, one of the starters for Coach Smith. Bring the ball on the right side to Thompson. Thompson dumps it inside, and now over to number 4, Tharp. Her shot is blocked. Saved from out of bounds by Gorham, but right to Liberty. Shot is up again, no good. Rebound to Daniels. Daniels gets tied up, and Bailey Logue will force the held ball. I love the way Bailey plays when she gets a chance to get in the game. She's so quick, plays hard. She forced that inbound play here for Liberty on the alternating possession. Liberty inbounds it in the middle. Oh, we're going to get a foul as the shot was blocked. And the foul going to go on the Lady Bobcats, number 2. And that is Jessa Dubois. They call for her first, and it'll send Liberty to the free throw line, trying to cut into this 23-point Thayer Lady Bobcat lead with a minute 23 to go in the game. First free throw is no good. Number 23, Adeline Thompson, a freshman in the game for the Liberty Lady Eagles. By the way, stay tuned after the game for the postgame report brought to you by Thayer Decorating. Second free throw for Thompson is good. Cut the Lady Bobcat lead to 22-76-54. Thayer bring up the floor with a minute 19 to go as Hillis crosses the timeline. Goes to Bailey Logue on the left side wing. Now to Gorham. Gorham trying to punch it inside to Walters. Ball's deflected by the defense, and a hell ball is going to be called. As there's Bailey Logue again jumping on that ball that's rolling along the floor. tied up the Liberty defender, and it'll be Fair Lady Bobcat ball on the alternating possession. They run the inbound play, got to Walters under the bucket. Her shot is partially blocked. Rebound comes down to Liberty, and here's Hillis with a steal going the other way. Hillis going up the sidelines, pins away from the defense of Jester. Wings the ball up to Dubois. Dubois goes down to the baseline, and she's going to get fouled as she makes the move. That'll be on number four. Josie Tharp will be her second. And Jessa Dubois, Lady Bobcat freshman, getting a chance to get on the scoreboard here in the district semifinals. A 5'8 freshman. I know the Fair Lady Bobcats have got high hopes for her to continue progressing. First free throw is up. A little too hard. Bounces off the rim. She'll shoot another. Trying to add to the Lady Bobcat 22-point lead here with 54 seconds to go. Second free throw, too hard off the back of the rim, and she runs down her own rebound and then lost it in the corner. Dubois hustling after that loose ball. Couldn't hang on in the corner. It goes out of bounds. Liberty gets it back with a chance to make it a 20-point game unless somebody can hit one from downtown. Down to 52 seconds to play. In the Thayer Lady Bobcat postgame report brought to you by Thayer Decorating Downtown coming up. And we expect to hear from Lady Bobcat coach Denny Young. Liberty working the ball around the perimeter. Got it out there now to Marriott. Marriott to Jester. Down the baseline to Thompson. And she dribbled it off her foot out of bounds. Trying to make a move down the baseline. And Thayer will get the ball back with 34 seconds left. I think it'd be only appropriate if the Lady Bobcat senior, Caden Hillis, would hit the shot to end it here in the semifinals for the Thayer Lady Bobcat. As she's going to the hole, puts up the shot. It's no good, but she's fouled on the drive. She'll go back to the free throw line. Fouls on number 32. That is Daniels. Second foul on Daniels tonight. And Caden Hillis at the line trying to add to her 17-point performance tonight. First free throw is up and no good. A little bit too hard off the back iron. Caden been playing through the illness here tonight. Done a nice job, but you can tell it's affected her shooting a little bit. Second free throw is up. This one bounces off the front rim. No good. Rebound to Gorham. Gorham goes up with a shot, and it's blocked, and a hell ball is going to be called. And the ball will belong to the Liberty Lady Eagles with 20 seconds to go in the game. Liberty hurrying up the floor. Chloe Jester. Jester backs it out between the circles, running the offense down to 12 seconds to go. She goes all the way down to the right corner. Now gives it out top, and now to Marriott. Marriott looking for the shot, couldn't find it. Gives it outside, back to Marriott. Marriott has the ball poked away by Haley Gorham and goes out of bounds. And there's the buzzer to end our game. Our final score, 76-54. The Thayer Lady Bobcats with a victory tonight over the Liberty Lady Eagles. Thayer Lady Bobcats with their 16th consecutive victory. They are now 19-6 on the year.